that. And we all know that the sunnah can be understood except with the understanding of the salaf. Then, is it not unnecessary to differentiate between salafis and Ahlul Sunnah? If there is no difference, then why not use Ahlul Sunnah instead of Salafiyya? If you say Ahlul Sunnah and stop there, it does not suffice. If you say Ahlul Sunnah and you stop there, it does not suffice. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This Jama'ah, this Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the one that is equivalent to the Salafi. They can also be to the Salafi. They can also be part of Al-Fa'if of the Mansura and others that the ulama have mentioned, but each of them has been picked from narration, from the Prophet and statements from the companions of Allah, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhu. So, if you say Ahlul Sunnah, it is not equivalent to being a Salafi. What is equivalent to being a Salafi, which is established in Hadith, is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because Jama'ah is Jama'ah of Sahaba. So if you say Ahlul Sunnah, Ahmadi are the Ahlul Sunnah. Ahmadi, they will say the Ahlul Sunnah. The Khawarij, they are also referring to themselves as Ahlul Sunnah. The Shia who said that Ali radiallahu anhu is inside the clouds, he is the one who is shouting whenever there is wrath, there is thunder. They also say that they are Ahlul Sunnah. Lacking, they don't act wal Jama'ah. Just like also they don't refer to themselves as Salafi. So the word that really touches it in meaning and linguistically is the word, either you use the word Salafiyya, or you say Ta'ifatul Mansura, or Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, and things like that. But just Ahlul Sunnah, it does not suffice. So it is necessary, because that appears to be the cause of the question. Since the classification of Tawheed into three was drawn by Ibn Taymiyyah, who said that? Who said it was drawn by Ibn Taymiyyah? What is the proof that it was drawn by Ibn Taymiyyah? Rahimahullah. And the issue of Hakimiyyah came up before him. Yes, the issue of Hakimiyyah came when the Khawarij began to attack Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the people who started to segregate Hakimiyyah from Tawheed are the Khawarij. When they deny the issue of Hakamayn, you understand, we mentioned it. They said that some people are ruling when the only ruler should be Allah. So because of that, they made the fear of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The first people who spoke about Hakimiyyah in this deen as a separate idea are who? The Khawarij. We told us a little bit about them. Now, so, Does classifying Hakimiyyah as an independent class of Tawheed have any evil? Since it has many evils, and the evil is what we have mentioned. The people have forgotten, because of Hakimiyyah, they have forgotten that there are other aspects of Tawheed apart from Hakimiyyah. And they have forgotten that even in the manner they have to understand Hakimiyyah, it must be in the manner of the companions. Now let me say this. You will not hear anyone talking about Hakimiyyah except that you will find two things with him. Today, you will not find anyone talking about Hakimiyyah except that you find two things with him. The first thing you will find with him is, he will make the fear of scholars and leaders. And this is exactly what the Khawarij were upon, so much that they made the fear of Ali, they made the fear of many other companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second thing you will find about them, we mentioned the first one is rebellion, the second one is takfir. So these two things are common about anyone who is talking about Hakimiyyah. It is common with them. And they are very first person. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hurqus ibn Zuhayr, referred to as Ruhu Waisira also, it was an attack on the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he made. The last hadith in Kitab al-Iman in Sahih Bukhari, يسد الفرج صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا محمد اعدل فانك لن تعدل. هو محمد مش فاير بيكوز يو ار نوت فاير. وات از ذات؟ ريبيليون. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bought some gold by Ali radiallahu anhu and he was distributing it among some people who just became Muslim so that they would further like Islam, like he did to Abu Sufyan. After one of the bottles that took away, he gave Abu Sufyan 100 candles. Abu Sufyan said, me? 100 candles? He said, take this for 100 free goods. He said, take another 100. Me? He said, take another 300. Yes, the Prophet used to do that to people. They are just accepted Islam. You do some things to make their feet better established. So in fact, this set of people should take from our zakah. They are counted from amongst those who give them zakah. Know that when you give them, it will strengthen their Islam. So the Prophet was doing that to some people. Some people requested, why they know it's not for you, it's for these people. I want their feet to be firm in Islam. Look who else there was there. He said, ya Muhammad. That's why he called the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Attack on the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad, be just. For him that cannot die is because you are not just. You know the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I am not just, who will be just? If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just, who will be just? This is the first person. And when he comes back and started to go, the Prophet said, look at this man. Some people shall come from him, from Banu Tamim. They shall read the Quran, but it will not exceed their truth. When you look at their own salah and look at your own salah, you think that you have not performed salah. And they will make the fear of the Muslims and leave the Mushrikun. They make the fear of Muslims, they will leave Mushrikun. Those people will be making the fear regarding Hakimiyyah. Have they ever made the fear of Mushrikun? When they do it, it's like their real concern are the Muslims and the leaders of the Muslims. I'm saying that those who regularly speak about this Hakimiyyah, they have attributes. And those attributes are the attributes of the people of Quruj, the attributes of the Khawarij. That's why ulama refer to them as Khawarij. The people who come and start talking about Hakimiyyah, 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 they are Khawarij. This is what ulama say. And Ali radiallahu anhu killed a lot of them. Radiallahu anhu killed those people who are the father of Hawaii because they started to kill Muslims. We could have even, we could take Quruj or Kharijiyya itself as a discussion and we'll go on, inshallah. Why was Al-Jahd ibn Dirham slaughtered? Yes, he was slaughtered because Allah said, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. He said, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah said, I took Ibrahim as my friend, my very close near friend. He said, Allah did not take Ibrahim as his near friend. He said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. He said, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah did not speak to Musa. Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri was the Amir at the time. He brought him out and got ulama to speak with him. Most of these scholars to deviation, they are usually learned people. And they are usually very bright at speech. Such that when you listen to them, you are want to like to agree with what they say. So they brought scholars to discuss with him. He refused. He said Allah did not speak with him. He denied the Quran and denied so many things. So they brought him out on the day of Eid and slaughtered him. And at the end he says, Ta'ala Allahu Uluwan Amma Yakulu. Ta'ala Allahu Amma Yakulu Khalidu Amma Yakulu Dirham Uluwan Kabira. Allah is most high above what Dirham al-Jahd is saying in a very high manner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was killed because Allah said something. He said Allah did not say so. And he was warned severely. You wonder why should these people be killed? They are to be killed because they are a virus in the community. When you allow them to exist, many people will be like them. They will be infected with their virus. So you have to remove them. For the society to notice that these people have to do what? Have to be taken away. So he was slaughtered on the day of Eid. So we say his imam is Dalala, his imam of Muzin, is an imam, a misleading imam. So it is part of the Dahan that the Prophet said. He said, what my Dahan do? He said, قَوْمٌ يَسْتَمِّنُونَ لِغَيْرِ سُنَّةِ وَيَحْزُونَ لِغَيْرِ minhum wa tunkir. You recognize that from what they do and you reject. We are going to explain the rest, inshallah. Rudud means criticism. Criticizing someone and saying, mentioning his errors so that he can come back upon goodness. Can I help Islam with science? You cannot help Islam with anything unless you first of all know Islam. Science. You cannot help Islam with anything with science, with your money, your wealth, even with your life. You cannot truly help Islam until you first of all know Islam. Jihad is an amal. Jihad is part of amal. But amal has to be preceded by what? Ilm. And ilm qabla al-amal. It is fa'alam. Annahu la ilaha illallah. Before your tongue starts saying la ilaha illallah, which is an action, first of all, your heart begins to conceptualize and agree that there is no deity worthy of worship, which is also a action of the heart. You must first of all know which Allah you are believing in. Is it the Allah that they said had a tongue? Is it the Allah that they say had a hand, like the hands of human beings? Is it the Allah that does not have a God? Which Allah? You must know that Allah. Then you believe. If you believe like that, then your belief will be true belief. It will be a true belief. So, if you know Islam, you'll be able to assist Islam. So that all what you will be basing your scientific interpretation upon will be something that Islam will be controlling, will help you to control. But philosophy, no, you can't help Islam with philosophy. In fact, someone scholar said that they learn philosophy in school. And they say that philosophy, material immobilization, philosophy cannot benefit someone that is intelligent. And it cannot also benefit someone that is not intelligent. Philosophy cannot benefit someone that is intelligent. And it cannot benefit someone that is not intelligent. The one that is not intelligent will not benefit from it because he will not understand it. The one that is intelligent will not benefit from it because he does not need it. He is already an intelligent person. So what is it about? And all those who have been involved in it regretted at the end of their life. Ghazali was one of those. I'm not talking about Muhammad Ghazali, this one. I'm talking about Muhammad Ghazali, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali. He regretted it. Said, yeah, Laitani. I sorry for myself. How I wish I had followed Mazhab Ahad al-Hadith. How I wish I had been following the people of Hadith, the Salaf al-Salih. The Sayyidina and Imam Zamakhshari. He regretted, he had a very long poem I used to memorize, now I can't remember it now. If we read the poem, you'll find it very interesting regarding their regret that they have been wasting their lives in philosophy. So you will even tell me a rhyme of last. I don't think you can help Islam with this, because those who have tried it before did not help Islam. So he said, glad if Islam enough for you. Voila. Actually, that's what he said. So they did not have Islam. And they did not even destroy the philosophers. They think that if they learn philosophy, they will be able to fight. They did not destroy their philosophy. Their philosophy is still there. And they did not have Islam. They ended up becoming kuffar. Because most of them denied so many things about Allah and His Messenger. So be careful. Learn Islam. There is no shortcut. Except that we learn about Islam. Allah make us benefit from what we learn. And make us benefit to the Ummah. Akuluma akulu hada wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan. Tayyib ya. Naqul subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.